Re-entry into society after incarceration can be hard. It might not be easy to land a job, and sometimes it's even harder to keep one. WUWM's Mayon Silver has a story about one company that's using an unconventional approach to hire formerly incarcerated people and help them succeed in the workplace.
Workers for Cedarburg-based Harrigan Solutions help keep the Harley-Davidson plant in Menominee Falls running. The company is a contractor that services the machines that create Harley parts. The Harrigan employees, even the supervisors, have something in common. They've all served time. Some had limited work release sentences, others were in prison for decades. Here's company owner Bill Harrigan talking about his staff.
They've had similar circumstances, and those circumstances have set them up for failure.
Harrigan says when people have spent time in jail or prison, it may be tough for them to get a family-supporting job. Things like an uneven work record or spotty skills training may stand in the way. There's also the stigma that follows many former inmates. So Harrigan Solutions uses novel approaches to motivate the workers and help them succeed. One method involves on-the-job competitions when they're making repairs to the Harley machinery. Supervisor Brandon Sayre says that the workers are treated like pit crews on race car teams.
If you watch any racing, it's all about times. I mean, you're talking about seconds, you know. When we say we're a pit crew, we focus on reduction of pit times, meaning the downtime of the machine when we're servicing it.
The crews that perform the best can win prizes and the admiration of colleagues. Ryan Young says that the structure motivates him.
It is friendly competition, but we're all pretty close here. So we get pretty competitive and kind of makes it fun, gives us a reason to work harder, work faster, work better.
Harrigan Solutions also encourages the workers to motivate and support each other. Once a week, they sit in a circle and talk about their coworkers' strengths. Young takes his turn sharing his thoughts about a colleague.
One of your strengths, you are a wooer. You're good at talking to people and getting people to understand, I guess, is my definition of woo.
Supervisor John Montez describes how the exercise pays off.
If one of us one of his strengths is organization, then when we go out to do a job, he would be in charge. Okay, you're in charge. You got good organization skills. You'll be in charge of organizing the area or the job.
Harrigan Solutions also has employees use online strength-finding questionnaires and helps them develop those strengths in the workplace. Company owner Bill Harrigan says the workers have told him the approach changes how they view themselves and the opportunities that lie ahead.
And that's incredibly motivating to someone who's never, well, first of all, had anyone that has asked them what success looks like to them. And this population, they're not even aware that they have strengths. And so they all know what it likes to feel like nobody wants you, nobody cares, nobody thinks you have any potential.
Harrigan's goal is to give the former inmates a chance to show society they've changed.
This isn't just a job. It's a chance to belong, to join the rest of the world. It's to be counted on.
The employees say they appreciate the opportunity. Kelly Saldivar, who spent 20 years in prison, says he also appreciates having a job where he can be open about his past.
I've had many other jobs, and a lot of them didn't understand at all what I went through and when I got out. But this company here, I mean, because of everybody's been incarcerated and because of the bosses know about it all.
Because of this, Saldivar says, the emphasis is more about what he's doing now than what he did in the past. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.